Welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the listen live link upper right. Then that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And we also are on Facebook these days. Go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Check out all the great videos, pictures, and so forth. And speaking of our chicken friends, if you didn't see the chicken tree. Nathan, Mercury's not in retrograde.
No,
yeah, we are.
Feels like it, though.
Yeah, it feels like it, though. And coming off the full moon and the solstice. And, you know, who knows? Maybe the weather's wreaking havoc over on Whidbey Island. But we do not have Merritt and Beth in here. So I'm thinking what I'm checking here to see.
Well, maybe they're possibly still in first Sunday mode when they normally come on at 11.
Well, but we just confirmed everything last night. So Well,
if you want
very
to type me over their phone number, I can give them a
well,
call.
that's what I was just gonna do, but let's see, I don't know if do I have their I'm wondering if we might want to just do advertise, ads a little early. Oh, great.
Well, we
Now, of
haven't even
course.
gotten into the Facebook posts yet. Maybe there's one that specifically you want to make note of. I see here you got the it's a really cute white furred dog, and it's
Oh, God,
side by
that
side.
a white Samoyed that had gotten in the mud. Is that
Yeah.
too funny
So
or
you look
what?
at the two dogs on that picture there, you know, on of course on the white, the Samoyed is just pure white, looking all happy. On the right side, you got one. Well, you think it would be a different dog just because of the way it somehow managed to get the pattern of the mud on it. But the eyes and the muzzle and the nose and the chin area, they're all the same white and fluffiness. And the rest of the dog, well, it got into some mud and it just turned brown. So it looks like a completely different dog, but nope, still the same dog. And it looks like that dog is probably, you know, just a few months old to a year old. It's still very much puppy-like, so you can
And
think of
can you
that.
imagine having, well, there's a really cute one. Well, there's some beautiful photos of pink dolphins, but one of our listeners, Lorraine, chimed in that these photos of a pink dolphin that are in North Carolina aren't real. The dolphin's real, but it's not in North Carolina. So I thanked her for that. And then if you scroll down and see the caption, "Help, my dog is melting." Just cracked me up. You see this, it looks like a young black lab laying on the ground. Can you see that one, Nathan? Oh, I don't hear him, so maybe that means he's on the phone. So perhaps he is chatting with Merritt and Beth. So I don't really know what's going on there, but if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, scroll down. Let's see, it's so tell us what's on the show. Then the mud-dipped Samoyed, the pink dolphins, and then there's this melting dog. It is just too cute. Is Lynn, so you were on the phone, Nathan? Was that our anybody important?
No, just a listener calling to follow up on one of his dogs for a different show topic.
Gotcha. Okay, so it wasn't Merritt and Beth. Okay. Anyway, you can look at the on the Facebook. Do you get down to the clip? Help, my dog is melting.
Help, my dog is melting. Okay, I'm scrolling through. I see a lot of posts. I'm at the pink dolphin
Yeah,
and
right below that.
okay, so the one with the two golden retrievers out in the sun? Is that one?
No.
Okay, maybe it's a different. There's a couple of pink dolphin posts.
Right. Well, you got the muddy
So
Samoyed.
help my. And then below one of them is the La Plata dolphin.
Right. And then right below that
The
should
pet
be.
donkey.
No.
Maybe it was shared to a different Facebook
I'm
page
looking at
or
it right
something like
now on my
that.
computer. It's on Martha Norwalk's Animal World.
And then I see the cow with the green sedan trying to cross the road, it looks
No,
like.
okay, yeah, no, I'm talking above that. There's the donkey that was an interesting donkey story. Was a apparently a wild donkey that these people adopted through the Bureau of Land Management, and somehow the donkey escaped from their property in California, and they could never find it. Couldn't find it. Couldn't find it. And searched and searched, and finally, 5 years later. The photographs of this donkey was apparently adopted by like an elk, a wild elk herd. And so this donkey was living with the elk herd and defending the elk herd. The elks were all paying attention and doing what the donkey told them to do. They didn't move or go anywhere until the donkey did, and they followed him. But anyway, it was really Really a good one. So that's a fun story to read. All right, so Nathan, I'm going to I'm thinking, why don't we go ahead and run our commercials so I can see if I can contact
Sure, let's
Beth
go
and
ahead and
Merritt.
do that now that we're a little bit into the hour at least.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and take care of advertisers, and hopefully we'll find Henry and Arabella and Merritt and Beth. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you back here. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can... normally tune us in on the internet, and hopefully that's all working, but I have to say that at this point we are still trying to track down our guests for today, and Nathan has phone numbers, and it looks like he may be communicating with someone here, and hopefully we'll get him on. I know that the weather was supposed to be worse around the islands and so forth, and hopefully, you know, I suppose it's possible their internet's down or something, because they did not respond. Normally, they respond immediately to any email and that sort of thing, but doesn't seem to be happening this morning. So. The good news is that I can see that Nathan is in fact talking to someone, so that should be a good thing. So we should be finding out what's going on. But the fact that he's able to talk on the phone with someone, it may be that their internet is down for some reason, and that's why they haven't been able to join us here or send me any communication. At any rate, let's talk a little bit more about dogs and other animals on the 4th of July. You know, when I just talked about in the last hour that how well the jolly routine works for dogs. Well, the same concept can work with other animals. So now cats, you know, I always say, you know, dogs, if you got the right sales pitch, you can convince them of just about anything. Now, cats are not so much. It can be a benefit to work with them, but I used it extremely successfully.
Dear.
Ah, so did we find somebody?
Yeah, we got them in here onto Zoom. Looks like they're still setting up, so we'll let them go ahead and unmute and turn on their camera once they're all ready to go. But go ahead and finish what you were talking about there, Martha.
Okay, well, I was just saying that I use the same concept work with my horses, because there was a period of time where my horses lived on my property and a paddy, and when we had 4th of July celebrations, I was married at the time, had a stepson, and so we had kids and family, and they all like to do fireworks. Well, the horses are just 100 feet away. And so while the family enjoyed fireworks, I would get one of those big 50-pound bags of carrots and go out to the barn with the horses. And then whenever the fireworks went on, I did, oh boy, carrots. Oh boy, carrots. Oh boy, carrots. Well, my horses ended up learning that fireworks were great and meant carrots. So I had really sound horses whenever there were fireworks and all that sort of stuff, because I had made that connection with them. So just know that you can use that basic concept with other animals, not just dogs. All right. So, yay. We can get on with our planned schedule. And welcoming back, because it's an extra Sunday and we have extra time, and I couldn't think of anybody better to spend it with than Henry the Rooster and his new lady friend, maybe, and of course, Henry's people, which would be Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. And now I can see you both, and so I know you're alive and well. So welcome to Animal World, and how are you guys?
Good morning.
Apologies for being late. It's pouring rain here, and Henry and Arabella don't seem to want to come inside.
Well, yet. I just opened the door. I was out back cleaning chicken poop.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, I was concerned because I had heard that, you know, the weather was supposed to be the worst around you guys this morning. Yeah. I thought, well, geez, I wonder if all their internet stuff is down. No, you were scooping chicken poop, huh? And trying to convince Henry and Arabella to join us. So doesn't look like you were successful, because I see no chickens.
Not yet.
You also look rather dry too.
Yeah. But so is it's raining over on Whidbey?
Oh yeah.
We hear it on the roof.
You can't see, my hair is misted.
Okay.
Well,
Nathan,
look
at that. That's what Nathan has got down at his house. Can
down
you
in
believe
Factoria,
it?
Just a few miles east of Seattle.
See, he's got blue sky and clouds, sunshine even. Okay, now my, I'm Monroe Salton area. I've got just gray clouds, and it's much cooler. But I don't have any rain. So I guess you guys are the recipients of all the rain today, huh?
Well, they found that 20% chance of rain.
Yeah, okay, it's all on Whidbey, huh?
Well, you never know. It could be overcast on one side of the island, then the middle of the island could have beautiful sunshine. The other side of the island could be snowing.
All right. So you happen to be in the rain field there. All right. Well, then just for any of you who haven't been around when Merritt and Beth Clifton have been here, it is animals24-7.org is really what it says. I swear that these people don't sleep or do anything else. That's all they do, is follow what's going on with the animals. And I've never met anyone that has such vast knowledge for so many decades of everything that's going on about animals. So I did, Merritt, earlier in the show, I did kind of put it out that, gosh, you've been doing the show long enough with us now that, especially if we have a chance to have a little more time with you, that would put it out to our listeners in case there's anything that about animals around the world that they're curious about or want to know about or want to see if you know anything about. So I'm just going to remind everybody, Merritt and Beth are here. And if there's a subject you want to know about or find out if they know about or whatever, now would be the time to let us know. And as Nathan said earlier, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com is our email address. Or if you want to call us, we can take your calls and you can actually talk with Merritt and Beth and find out what they know. But I'll bet we could play Stump Merritt. Call us and let's see if there's anything about animals that he doesn't know about. Oh my goodness.
Oh, this is Arabella.
I was going to say that's Arabella. That's not Henry. Oh, how special. Is that Henry?
That, yeah, in the background.
That was Henry crowing. And is that because you took Arabella away?
Oh, he is not happy, but he could come in too if he wants.
I see. So now, is she's the same kind of chicken that Henry is?
No, she is a spotted Sussex.
I was going to say, because she's got much darker. I could tell immediately when you brought her in that it wasn't Henry.
She's very petite and delicate.
Yeah, and pretty colors, though. Kind of a darker brown, and then she's got the black and white on her wings, it looks like. Henry has a real specific same pattern all over his body. Hers looks like it's a little different.
He just went out in the garden to eat worms.
Uh-huh. And so, you know, I know it isn't earth-shattering animal stuff, but, you know, for me, this is like what's all about, seeing Arabella and knowing about Henry. Anyway, to finish up what I was saying, folks, if there's anything you want to, if you want to test Merritt and Beth, see if there's something they don't know, or if there's something about animals you want to know, you can give us a call. 360, or you can't call me, that won't work. How about you call Animal World, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Phone lines will be open, and if you want to give us a call and ask something about animals, we'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, and we took care of our first round of advertisers, Merritt and Beth, just so you know, so we don't have to do that until the next half hour. Anyway, you guys live on Whidbey Island, and what you were out cruising around, and somehow Henry the rooster was a loose or abandoned or escaped or feral chicken or something. Why don't you remind us how Henry came to be with you?
Well, we're up at Rhododendron Park, where I like to run in the woods, and Beth walks our little dog, Jetty, and there's his rooster there hanging out for weeks, all through the winter. Beth eventually began feeding him oatmeal, and after a while he liked that well enough that he hopped into the car and came home with us.
Really? I mean, can you imagine? This wild rooster, well, I mean, not really wild, but somehow he ended up there and made friends, and he just hopped in your car and came home?
That's right.
I have just learned so much about chickens in such a short period of time. Okay, let me update everybody.
Yeah.
I was very worried that Henry was lonely, even with me.
And yeah, because you decided to keep him. He did come home with you and became part of your family. You have a little chicken condo out back and stuff, and he started coming in. He's been joining us on the air. Right. But you thought he was getting lonely, huh?
I was certain of it. And so I have a friend that gave me a chicken that she had. So in a way, it was a rescue, because eventually she would have ended up in a pot, I think.
Oh, she probably would have been eaten. Oh, Arabella, don't listen.
She's so beautiful and she's so dainty. But things have changed around here a bit.
Yeah?
Yes. Henry doesn't love me anymore.
Oh, no! You've been replaced, huh?
I have been replaced.
Because he was really bonded to you, really loving you, and he was even really starting bonding with Merritt, too.
Yes, he was.
The things he wouldn't do without Dad around. Well, but that's changed since we, because I wondered right away, well, did Henry take to Arabella and vice versa?
Instantly. They have
bonded. Love at first sight, huh?
Inseparable. You know, sometimes they say you can't just have one hen for one rooster. She's so smart and so quick that she decides on her terms.
Uh-huh.
But
she's the boss.
I have turned into, I guess, just the person that takes care of them. But every time I go out back, he tries to attack me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I still love him, though.
Sounds like a high school kid or something like that.
Oh, yeah. He walks around with his chest out, and nobody goes near Arabella.
I have a wife now. Yeah. I've got a lady friend. Yeah.
So
I'm wondering, just on a side note, I teach what's called the human to animal transference and how our animals pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with their humans. So let's just see if it applies in your case. So you said Arabella moves in and she takes over and she's the boss. So, hey, Merritt, what happened when Beth came in? Is Beth the boss?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of things changed when I came. But she is a sweet, sweet chicken. I would say if you're going to have a pet, have a hen.
Have a hen. Well, and very, you know, sweet. Over the years, I've never owned chickens. I've known a lot of chickens because I've had horses and occasionally, and when I've visited places and people with horses or my horses, there were chickens. And there was where my Dan was after I had to put him someplace else when I had to move back to the city, take care of my dad after my mom died. There were chickens there and a rooster. And the roosters, you know, were like guard roosters. You know, they didn't like other people around. And the bad thing about roosters, you know, is they have that spike on their legs. And they would run at you and jump up in order to come down and stab you with those, you know, daggers on their legs, which is when roosters are used for cockfighting and all the illegal stuff that's so awful. I mean, they actually put razors on those, you know, claws.
But of course, Henry and Arabella and Henry will never see that.
If I could interrupt for a second, are you mentioning cockfighting? One of our recent triumphs here. Beth, as you know, does cartoon collages that go with a lot of the articles we do.
Yeah.
There's a sheriff in Oklahoma named Tony Head who was refusing to bust cockfighters. And Beth did a couple of those cartoon collages that got a lot of circulation in Atoka County, Oklahoma, where he was. And this last Monday was election day there, and he got thrown out of office after 14 years.
Wow!
A margin of just a few votes. So I think we can congratulate Beth.
Good job, Beth. Wow. See, look at the infant. And now, is that because of the circulation of your animals24-7.org? If people sign up, I mean, you circulate, you do regular reports on all kinds of stuff, but it's a direct result of that, huh?
Well, people in Atoka County saw the coverage and circulated amongst themselves. It's really the people in Atoka County amplified.
And were you were covering that county and that sheriff?
Right, the corruption involving cockfighting and that particular sheriff. We did a couple of articles. Beth did a cartoon for each article. And those cartoons took on a life of their own.
Wow. But gosh, that's got to make you feel good because just, you know, that work, you actually made a difference.
Yeah.
And that stubborn sheriff that wouldn't shut it down, they fired him.
Exactly. The voters did.
Yeah, the voters fired him. Good job. Good job. That's amazing. But I'm still fascinated with now. Arabella seems to be doing well sitting, you know, on your chest, Beth, and with you. So she's still okay with you. But Henry now, it sounds like Henry, you know, obviously love at first sight, and Arabella is his gal now. And right. So it sounds like what he's defending her.
Yeah, he's doing what roosters do. I care so much about them. I love them.
Oh, of course.
Even if he's just being a rooster, you have to understand he's a rooster and he's doing He has never been healthier, happier, doing what roosters do. And Arabella is elated because she's no longer living in mud. She's got a beautiful backyard. She's got a partner. We let them out a couple times a day to walk around the property, and they love it. They make all kinds of dust baths everywhere.
Oh, how fun.
So it's worked out great, but basically I'm the caretaker of two chickens.
All right. And we could do an experiment, you know, because I also teach telepathic, empathetic, interspecies communication.
Yes. Right?
So let's do an experiment.
Okay.
I want you to talk to Henry. And, you know, and you just talk to him, imagine it in your mind, tell him, you know, how much you loved meeting him and bringing him home and all of that. And then, but then you tell him how you could feel that his heart was lonely, you know, and let him know that you found him Arabella, and it was your idea to bring him home, to bring Arabella home to him. And so you want him to recognize that you brought her here so he can be gentle with you and Merritt, because they're safe.
Okay.
And I'm not into threatening, but you could say something along the lines, now, you know, Henry, I could take Arabella back to where she came from. Okay. So you be nice to me.
I'm in for the
niceness.
The whole ride.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, let's just, you know, remind Henry that it was you could feel as lonely. It was your idea to bring Arabella in. So there's no conflict between her and you. And that he can calm down and relax, and you expect him to be gentle with you.
And I can still pick him up. I read something where if I hold him and stroke him, which I did, I held him and I told him I love him and put him back down. And later on, when my back was turned.
Yeah, you can't turn your back on those guys.
It doesn't hurt. It's just, it hurts my feelings. But anyway, as far as his sharp claws in the back,
yeah,
they were trimmed when I found him.
Uh-huh.
I've kept them trimmed because I don't want Arabella to get hurt.
Sure.
It's like trimming a dog's nails.
Is it? All right. I didn't know that. So you can actually trim those nails. Wow.
Yeah. I have my Steptic, just like when I was a vet tech, trimming dog's nails.
Oh, same thing. You can cut them too short and they'd bleed?
Yeah. Yeah.
But and so he allows you to do that?
Yeah. He was actually really, really good.
Excellent. You know,
it's not fun. And Merritt had to help me because it's a two-man job. But this way it won't hurt Arabella. And when I turn my back, he won't hurt me.
Hurt you. All right. But so anyway, we know it was love at first sight with Henry and Arabella.
Absolutely.
And they're already living happily ever after together.
Every day they get watermelon or blueberries or cherries or apples and peas. They are being taken very well care of. And we really care about them.
All right. Well, and chickens are special. I know. I think you saw the Facebook post that I put up on Animal World Facebook where the chicken wanted to sleep with the cat in the basket. And how persistent the chicken was. And finally, the chicken got its way. Yeah. And the last pictures are the chickens in the basket with the cat sleeping. I found there's another really cool post that it won't allow me to put it on the Animal World website. So it's on my personal, just Martha Norwalk on Facebook, but it's there for public. Go look at it. It's a chicken tree. You know, it's a tree, you know, with a ladder, and then the whole tree is full of chickens. It's like very cool. Very cool. See, all right.
I will do what you suggested, Martha.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's see if we can't shape him up a little bit with a little communication, and let him know that you're feeling. You know, you could tell you felt him, so you got her, but now your feelings are hurt because you know he's hurting you anyway. We'll see if that makes any difference.
We'll see.
All right. So we got to get to business, and I know, I want to talk about whales and Japan and all that sort of thing. But I'm looking at the clock. Why don't we, Nathan, take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour, and then the rest of the time we can just talk about animals. And see, I could talk about the chickens all day and so forth. And then remember, anybody out there, if there's anything about animals you want to know about, send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or just give us a call, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues more with animals, 24-7.org, straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150. Talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Martha Norwalk, and we heard from catching up on advertisers here, Dr. Nils Rasmussen in the last segment, and you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation, so can let you know how he can help you and your animal friends. Go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and tell him you want to chat. He'll arrange a phone call. And we heard from Natasha Venter. She is our communicator, medium, feng shui, astrology, general psychic person. And you can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com, intuitiveclarifications.com. She is available for private readings in person, over the phone, or Zoom. And you can call her at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And of course, if you're interested in sound body healing work, Jude Ponton and the Whispering Dragon Center are available to help you out. And oh, what a gift to be in the healing room with the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes. And I don't know what I'd do without her. She keeps my body in balance. And you can work with her in person or remotely. Website is whispering-dragon.com. Facebook is Whispering Dragon Center, and you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are back with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. And by the way, that's a website. Go to it, animals24-7.org. Sign up for the newsletter, email, and then you'll get all the alerts on all the different things that they're following up on and educating us about. And I guess before we go on a specific topic, just to fill you all in on what happened when you didn't see what's going on or hear what's going on. But Arabella decided that she was done with radio, and so off she went to the kitchen, and Merritt figured out how to take the computer so we could see what was going on. And Nathan and I couldn't really tell with Arabella, you know, sitting in on Beth's lap, the difference in size between her and Henry, because it kind of looked the same to us. But when we saw them together, because you know, in the kitchen, they both ran right together. She's about a third his size. I mean, he's huge compared to her. But they look like they match really well together and obviously are very bonded. Now, did they go back outside, or did they get to stay in the kitchen sometimes, or how does that work?
The door's open, so it's their choice.
Oh, so they can come in or go out. Now, yeah. What about do chickens do rain? Do they care about being in the rain?
Not usually, no.
Okay.
I like it. Maybe it's like a shower to them.
Yeah.
You can always get out of the rain. They have their house.
All right. Now, do you have to close them up into the house at night?
Yeah, right at about 8:30. If I go too early, Henry is standing in the doorway like a sentry. But if I go at about 8:30 right now, they're both in the back of the house waiting to be latched in, and they go to sleep.
The reason for closing them up is that there could be predators that might come after them.
But we also have them fenced in. It's a cat yard for our cat. So it's fenced in, but a coyote could actually climb a fence if it really wanted to.
Raccoons,
right. They love chickens.
Do they?
Yeah. Not in a good way.
Yeah. All right.
But
well,
anyway, I am sure that Arabella is as safe as any hen could be, because no eagle or owl would dare to tackle with Henry.
I've for time to time over the years, there's been some amazing videos of, you know, animals protecting each other from aerial predators or other kinds of predators. And it's amazing how tough they can be. There was a story I posted on Facebook, I think this last week or so. And it's the one of the wild donkey, or the donkey that the people rescued from the Bureau of Land Management. So it had to be a wild donkey. And that, hi chickens. Hello. Okay. Maybe they didn't get tired of radio. Anyway, somehow this donkey escaped from their property, and so they searched. They were looking for the donkey for 5 years. And then finally, some people got photographs of a wild elk herd. And this donkey's living with the herd of elk. But in the video and the footage that they got, it's like the donkey's running the show. And so if anything goes on, the donkey's right there to check it out. And then the elk don't do anything until if the donkey says, we're out of here, then they all follow the donkey. So, and I've always heard and I've seen the videos of donkeys being incredible protectors. And I remember a video of a donkey going after a huge mountain lion and picking it up by the scruff of the neck and, you know, throwing it off. And but the donkeys can be fierce protectors.
I was going to say, elk are not the first species to elect a jackass for their leader.
Oh, I pray we don't do that again. You know what I heard last night at the Ananda? I was at the Ananda open house yesterday and we were having dinner. And I know a lot of people move like to Mexico. You know, they get older because, you know, down south it's a lot cheaper to live. I didn't know, but you know where the hot place is now where people are going? And one of the members of my family is leaving to go Cambodia. Right. I don't know if you guys know anything about Cambodia, but what I was being told, you know, yesterday is that it's absolutely beautiful, that you can live there dirt cheap, that one of the friends of somebody there had moved over there and $15,000 built him a whole beautiful, fantastic home that you can get the finest apartment on the planet for $300 a month, that they have great medical care and dental care, and it's like really, really cheap. So anyway, one of the other friends from Ananda is going over there to stay for like 18 days or something to check it out. Because now there are a number of them thinking about living in Cambodia more as a retirement thing and because their money goes a whole lot farther. But have you guys researched Cambodia at all in your animal
journeys?
Yes,
I have done reporting about Cambodia. It's a mostly vegetarian nation because of the Buddhist tradition, but they also have legal cockfighting there.
Uh-oh.
And they're a major crossroads for wildlife trafficking and smuggling. And used to be a main route for dog eating is illegal in Thailand, long has been, but street dogs have been rounded up in Thailand and smuggled to Vietnam and China through Cambodia. That route has now been largely interdicted because Hanoi has now stopped dog eating to contain rabies. And they've had a pact for about 10 years now, negotiated by a personal friend, John Daly, which cut off the traffic in dogs for human consumption among Cambodia, Vietnam, Laos, and Thailand.
Huh.
So that's they also have wild elephants in parts of Cambodia.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, so that's one of the few places where you can actually see elephants in the wild.
Well, I hadn't even thought about that, you know, elephants being part, but wow. And so they still have in the wild.
Yeah.
Amazing.
They also have a creature called the Sawa, which is a sort of a goat-like antelope, very small, also lives in Laos and Vietnam, but was believed to be extinct until it was rediscovered actually after the Vietnam War. There are very few of them. They're seldom seen, and they're strictly nocturnal. But camera traps have picked them up a number of times, and sometimes body parts of Sawa turn up in Cambodian and remote Laotian.
And then what kind of an animal is it?
What's called a goat antelope, goat-antelope, because it's related to both. It's about the size of a small goat, and it's in the antelope family.
Wow. Wow. Well, who knew? They'll see everybody. Look at, you know, one look, Cambodia. What do you know? Wow. Who knew? Okay. So any place in the world you're thinking about going, you want to know about the animals there? I think we have a resource for you. And of course, the chickens will chime in. And you heard that they're not pleased with the cockfighting being legal there because Henry had something to say. Yeah. See? See, he said, yeah, that's what I mean. No on that. So I guess we need animals 24/7 and those cartoons over in Cambodia, Beth. but that's amazing. So, well, we still got a few minutes before we get to the top of the hour. So let's dive into what got me started with this was that, you know, we all know the issues with whaling and sort of, you know, and it's been ongoing for a long time. but
children.
I know the, you know, the dolphins and Taiji, and we talk about that every year, and it, but it's been going on for a long time, and I do want to talk about that eventually. But what got me going here recently is I know, you know, that that whaling has been a part of the culture in Japan, but I thought that that was really changing, and that that we'd kind of dealt with that. And, you know, in my reading, Merrick, what I thought I knew was that the whales pretty much now in the ocean are mostly contaminated, and their blubber is full of all kinds of chemicals and stuff and things, and they really aren't good or healthy for people to eat anymore. And what my understanding was kind of like, well, so it's a tradition that's on its way out, and there's no call for the whale meat and all that sort of stuff. I thought it was over, pretty much. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like baby seals and all of that we talked about last time. Anyway, I thought the whaling stuff was over, and then I saw this big article, you know, thing that that some Japanese company had paid like $48 million for kind of some new sophisticated whaling ship, and that they were trying to rejuvenate the whole whaling industry in Japan. So I want you to, please educate us. What the heck is going on?
It's very much like the Canadian situation with Newfoundland. There is a particular part of Japan where the whaling industry is situated, has been situated since the 1940s. And those votes are critical to keeping the prime minister in power. So the whaling industry is very heavily subsidized. But I need to point out something. Historically, Japan has had coastal whaling, like you see at Taiji. High seas whaling really just barely began in the 1930s, was stopped by World War II, and then was brought back by General Douglas MacArthur, who turned a couple of U.S. factory ships over to Japan to go out and start commercial whaling.
Wow.
Partly because there was a food shortage in Japan, partly as a make-work thing after the war. But the industrial whaling industry in Japan was very much a United States creation in the 40s and 50s. And it has become
holy moly,
entrenched in this one area. And it's got a political linkage, of course, as I mentioned. And it's basically with government subsidies that they've been able to build a new whaling factory ship. They only had one. Originally, they had the two from MacArthur. Those wore out. They were replaced by one. The replacement ship, which was built around 1960, had worn out. So now, with massive subsidies, they've built another. But there's really
okay, so they it isn't such an industry that they had gazillions of ships and stuff.
No.
There were very few, it sounds like, just those two that came from the United States. I had no idea.
Right.
So this is our fault.
Those are the factory ships that process the whales. They also have four much faster whale catchers that go out and actually hunt the whales. They kill the whales. They tow the dead whale back to the factory ship, where they then bring the dead whale aboard the factory ship for processing. So it's the factory ship that they've replaced. They still
have. So is there a market for the whale meat and so forth these days in Japan?
Not very much of a market. It's something that's really only eaten by older people. It was something that was really introduced as a dietary staple in the 40s and 50s. It wasn't something that Japanese people ate very much of before.
Oh,
this particular generation, the Japanese equivalent of the baby boom generation, grew up eating whale meat for lunch in schools, and some developed a taste for it and still eat it. But other than that, nobody really eats whale. It's not a traditional Japanese dietary staple. And it's not something that's caught on with younger generations.
They used to use it for perfume and lipstick, but now...
Yeah, they used to use the whale
people
oil.
People want cruelty-free products. They don't want whale blubber lipstick.
Right, right.
But the industry, all they're really doing is storing most of the meat in warehouses. The same thing is happening in Newfoundland with the seal meat. There is no market.
Okay, yeah, because that's what I remember most about the argument against the dolphin slaughters in Taiji, is that the dolphin's meat is so contaminated anybody that anyone with a brain doesn't want to eat it anyhow, and that mostly it's just all in freezer storage around.
The dolphins is selling dolphins for exhibition. And that's where it's been now for about 40 years. Most of the money has been in capturing a few dolphins, selling them to marine mammal parks. The main market for those in recent years has been in China, which has had an explosion of oceanariums opening up. There is no longer much of a market in the rest of the world.
Wow. But so this new Japanese whaling ship, in the article, at least that I saw, saying that they really, there was a big attempt going on to rejuvenate and revitalize the whaling industry.
Well, it's totally,
but with what you're saying, so are they trying to get younger people to want to eat whale and stuff now?
Yeah, and it's about like, if here we were trying to get younger people to burn coal in their stoves, it's an anachronism. And no matter how much the government subsidizes it to buy votes in this one particular strategically located community, there's no sign that it's going to catch on.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're about out of time for this second hour here, so let's table this discussion. I want to pick it up again because I'm done. I want to got a few more questions, and I want to talk more about the dolphins and Taiji thing, so forth. And then we can go on to whatever else about animals we want to talk about. And folks, it's your opportunity if you want to test Merritt to see, you know, what Merritt and Beth know about animals anywhere or something on your mind. You can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give us a call at 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, and we'd be happy to take your phone call. So it's time now to switch gears and get back on the love train, and this is our opportunity to get some exercise going, energy going. I wonder if Henry and Arabella do the love train. You know, I mean, we could have chickens crowing and stuff and sending love. And you know, we need it all over the country, all over the world, all the wars are. And how about we send it to the higher elevation for the whaling industry so that dissipates in the ethers. Anyway, always and remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with me. I'll come by and cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer, so here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.